You can't be consumed with that. I say, the only thing I tell my children is forget about your reputation because it's not located in you. And if it's not located in you, let it go. Don't be attached to that. But you can be concerned with your character, with who you are. And just be that and get your life on purpose. Now, I must say to you, very frankly, that I wasn't always this way, particularly about criticism. Now, when I get letters of criticism from people, I send them a free book. Another one, you know, or flowers, or I don't find myself needing to defend myself. I didn't always do that. For 10 years, after I wrote Erroneous Zones and Pulling Your Own Strings, 10 years, I used to have a form letter that I would send to anybody who wrote me a nasty letter. Then I would just sign my name at the bottom, and I got it from H.L. Mencken, who was a great satirist of the early part of this century. And he had this wonderful, and I thought, what a great idea. So I would write this letter. It said, I am sitting here in the smallest room in my house with your letter in front of me. Soon it will be behind me. And that would sign my name. So I must not still be in the place I'd like to be because I still find that kind of funny, you know. But I stopped doing that a few years back. So this surrendering process is really just crucial. And what I'm going to ask you to do, see, I am in the process now of putting together in my own mind ideas for something I'll probably write a year or two from now. And I want to share it with you here this evening, and I haven't shared it too much in public since I'm working on it in my own life. And it's this, like, if you really want miracles to show up in your life, you have to be able to do these three things, right? And I'm going to just sort of, there'll be three, but I'll probably get to the third one 2 minutes before I finish. But it's okay because the first one is the toughest for people, and I'll get to that in a moment. And this three-part sort of paradigm is what I think of as the secret formula to manifesting miracles in our lives. See, I began to write about miracles not because I thought it was time to write another book, but because I couldn't stop myself from doing it. It's the only thing, Real Magic is the only thing that I've ever written that I don't take credit for, that I really feel was written through me, that I was a messenger in this case. And it was, and so as I talk about it around the world now, about this business of being able to create something for yourself that is truly miraculous, what I'd like you to do is to just get a picture in your own mind of what it is that would constitute a miracle for you. You know, something that you may have walked in here today not believing was possible for you to do, or in order for it to occur, it would require some kind of special divine intervention or some kind of luck or great happenstance, and all the cosmic dice would all have to flow exactly right, perfectly, in order for it to occur. I'd like you to just be able to just picture what that is. And it could be anything. I mean, there might be people in here, most of us, when we finish today, will get up and walk out and go to our cars and drive home. There are some who will not walk out. There are some who've been in a wheelchair for, for the last whatever. And to just stand and walk would indeed constitute a miracle. So your miracle may not be somebody else's. For some, it may be an enormous healing to be able to rid ourselves of something that we have believed was not possible. Certainly after hearing Bernie Siegel, you would begin to doubt whether or not there was anything that was impossible in the way of healing. In touring with Australia, I spent the last 11 or 12 days with Deepak Chopra and Stuart Weil, the three of us, toured these cities. and Deepak's message. And he and I have teamed up on some tapes now and some writing projects and so on. Gives us an indication that within each one of us is an enormous power that I'll be talking about shortly. And your miracle might involve something to do with relationships, or with manifesting prosperity, getting the right job, losing the one you got, getting the right partner, getting rid of the one you have, moving, raising your talent level, getting the right connection, whatever it may be. Just sort of get a picture of it. And the first of these three things for this paradigm for miracle making, I call banish the doubt. That's Roman numeral one, even if you're not writing, or if you're listening on tape. Banish the doubt. Most of us have been raised on doubt. Most of us have been raised to believe in what we can't accomplish. In order to be able to get to the stage of creating for ourselves this area that I call real magic, you have to get rid of the doubt that it's possible for you. And this I spend the most time on because it is the most difficult for us, because we somehow haven't got within us this knowing that we are divine, that we are capable, and that we can create for ourselves virtually anything that we want to. You see, there's two parts to this physical journey, obviously. There's the physical part, which was handled for you in an instant, you know, in one split second, one microsecond, one drop of human protoplasm collided with another, and everything you needed for this physical journey was handed to you. It's just like, and there you are, out of something, out of nothing. That's your life, is what I call a parenthesis in eternity. It opens parentheses at the instant of your conception, and it closes parentheses at your death. And it's surrounded by eternity. And when your life opened parentheses, everything that you needed in that tiny little microsecond was handled for you. And then there's the part of you that has been watching this whole journey. There's the eye. I heard someone saying at an airport the other day that someone bumped up to them and he said, "Watch out, that's my arm here bumping." And I stopped to think about that and I wondered, now, whose arm is that really? I mean, if you say, "This is my body," whose body is it? I mean, are you your body, or are you the owner of this body? Or are you the observer of this body? There's this I. It's like I have the sentence, "I was saying to myself." Well, there's two people in that sentence. There's the I who is saying, and then there's the physical who is the self. So I am speaking here today in terms of creating miracles about the I, the owner, the observer, that invisibleness that is inside this physical package, this ghost in the machine, that you can never escape. You see, when the moment before you die, you close parentheses, if they were to just like come in and bring in a big scale, like this cosmic scale, you know, put everybody on it just before they then weigh you, you know, and then an instant after you die, then they weigh you again. Now here's you when you're alive and it weighs, say, 150 pounds, and here's when you're gone and it weighs the same. It weighs 150 pounds, but it's not you. I mean, it's just something that they're going to burn. Or they're going to bury. It's going to be worm food. I mean, they wouldn't treat you that way. They wouldn't burn you, would they? I mean, there's laws against that. So who you are, I mean, what it is that constitutes your very life, is weightless. You can't weigh it. You can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't get a hold of it. It's like you can go in and do an autopsy on anyone, and you can find the command center inside of you that says, "I think I'll wiggle my finger." And you say, "I'm going to wiggle my finger." And you go, "Wow, where's the command center that allows that to happen?" And you cut open the brain, and you look in the nervous system, and you find the cortex, and you find the cerebellum, and you look for the synapses and the neurons and the connectors, and you say, "This is it." And the scientists are pretty sure about this. This is it. This is the command center that says where this is all allowed to take place, where you do all of your thinking. But there's no autopsy on this planet that can ever reveal the commander in the command center.